For those listening to KSBN Money Talk Radio who might be interested in buying physical precious metals for less than what I can pay for them, stay tuned. I have a way you can support this show and secure what I believe is the best price for precious metals on the existing market. In our first commercial break, I will explain this in more detail. And now, let's get on with Reclaiming the Republic. Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can download our podcast and support documents and links. This is an educational, grassroots program designed to restore the Republic and placing the general government, or what many refer to as the federal government, back into the constitutional framework and scope of the Constitution. Okay, our toll-free number, if you haven't memorized it yet, is 844-320-4299. Again, 844, because they've ran out of 866s, 888s, 877s. So it's 844-320-4299. If you cannot listen to this entire show because you're on your way home, your car's overheating, whatever reason, because you're not going to sit in your car because it's in the 90s, then I understand that, but they do and they will be rebroadcasting this show in its entirety on Saturday at 1 o'clock. So make sure you tune in. You can stream and or you can even download our podcast at ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. Many of these shows will refer to previous shows. As I always say, this is an educational show, so you want to be able to understand when I reference something and I don't necessarily restate that, like Platonist and so forth. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you listen to the other shows, you'll start garnering what Platonism is, and what I say about the Federalist Papers, what Madison said actually about the Federalist Papers and my quotes and citations. Consequently, to stay abreast with the content, you will need to listen to all these shows so that you can understand and get engaged in the process of Republic Review and the local grassroots areas in Spokane area and in the areas soon to come near you, because this will be a fire that will spread across the landscape of this republic in demanding that we take back our Constitution. And the process is very simple. As you will start to get exposed to this, you can just go out and read my executive summary on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well. So don't forget to download the podcast at that same website, ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. Next week, I'm going to actually have one of our sponsors in. And one of the things I like to do, because I believe in developing symbiotic relationships, mutually benefiting relationships. And I really appreciate the sponsors that sponsor me, but these guys are real patriots. These companies and supporters are true patriots, and they're true quality people. I mean, I've actually had loved ones that have used Rippy Homes and so forth. So we'll have him on and get his perspective of, you know, his company and let you understand what he's all about as well, because this is the time of year where people really need to start planning. If you want to build your own home and make that move, now's the time, especially if you don't have plans and money and cash and ready to go right now, but you want to do it, now's really the time to reach out and say, okay, so what do we need to do? How do we find the plans and so forth? So we're going to have him on and kind of talk about that. As well, we'll also have Dr. Vile. We've actually got him in the can. We pre-recorded a great interview with him, and it'll be a whole show segment. I was going to break it up, but I think we'll just do the whole show and do follow-ups and so forth down the road. We've also got in the can a whole show segment done with John Chambers, who teaches the Constitution line by line down in Oregon in the, I believe it's the Grant Pass area, and Medford. We will have Aaron Tilbury of the Jonah Project back on, and as a matter of fact, he'll be back on soon, probably within a couple of weeks. So you just stay tuned. And as a matter of fact, I've talked to Trevor Lawton about coming on. The problem is that right now he's in New Zealand. And as soon as he comes back, we will be getting him on. And we're hoping to actually get an event going coming up in the near future, because he'll be in the area. And we talked about, you know, maybe doing a couple of events. I don't want to spoil anything, but I just want to let you know that Trevor Lawton will be in the area, and I would think most people would love to meet him. If you've got his movie, you know, have him autograph your movie. If you've got his book, have him autograph your book. He is a great guy. He's a true American, even though he's a New Zealander. But last year I had the privilege of speaking with him as kind of keynote speakers at the Constitution Association down in Southern California. And he spoke and then I spoke. But when I listened to what he was saying, you could tell he, you know, every fiber of his being was rattled with the concern of this nation falling to the communist movement. And that's why he's written his book and is doing what he's doing. He sees the real threat, as many of us do. And it's a very passionate cry that I think resonates. And if you hear what he has to say and you read his book, you will be blown away at just how far the left has gone and completely embraced communism. As a matter of fact, the Democratic Party, go pull up the 10 planks of communism and you call me and tell me which plank that the Democratic Party doesn't embrace fully of those 10 planks of communism. So in other words, they're embracing the 10 planks of communism, bottom line. And I know that that insults a lot of good Democrats out there. And I'm just trying to make an appeal. Now's the opportunity to wake up. If you don't like what's happened to your Democratic Party, now's the time to wake up. I'll talk a little bit more about this a little bit later, but I'm just basically letting you know who we've got and who's in the can, who's coming up, so you want to stay tuned. We'll also have Dr. Glenn Kimber out here. He's the founder of the Kimber Academy, and he also has the Thomas Jefferson Centers across the nation. And so he's really working very hard in trying to provide good content and options to your local public school system. You do not have to send your kids to the degenerate, debased, national secular churches school system anymore. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, then you need to listen to some of my previous shows, because the federal government has established a national secular church and their doctrines are being taught to the children, and they're doing a great job in teaching them how to become dependent upon government and believing all of the fallacies regarding our government and so forth. So anyway, we've got some great shows and great guests coming up in the near future. On the local front, on the local announcements, the Republican Coffee Club that meets at 7 o'clock in the morning. I know it's early, especially if you got to travel a distance like I do, but they have their meetings every Friday. And this Friday, Sharon Hannick will be the speaker, and she's going to speak of what's wrong with the kids today. And basically, she's pointing, just like I am, the indictment goes to our education system and the fact that the secular progressives have a monopoly on the narrative and the curriculum that is being rammed down their throat. On August 4th, it's Chandra Fox. She's the deputy director of the Spokane County Emergency Management Department or group. I don't know what level they are, but anyway, she'll be speaking. And if you have questions about county emergency management, what to do in these types of crises and so forth, it'd be a good one to attend. August 11th, the prosecuting attorney, Larry Haskell, will be there to answer questions, I guess like Kreskin and or Johnny Carson with the tunic on his head, holding up an envelope and then telling you the answer first. I don't know. But anyway, that's every Friday. It's at the Bangkok Thai restaurant inside the No Lie Brew House, and that's on the catty corner of the intersection of Trent and Hamilton. Northwest Grassroots Movie Night is August 9th, and if you haven't heard, I will be presenting my executive summaries for movie night, so I expect to see a decent crowd. And it begins at 5:30. And because this show doesn't end until 5 on that night, I'm going to have to either do a canned something or something so that I can be there on time. Because traffic, if you haven't noticed lately, more and more people are moving into this area. And I will tell you, the good news is the majority of the people moving into this area are like-minded constitutionalists. And so that's a good thing. But anyway, it's a Darcy's in Spokane Valley on Sprague, and we've got a hard break here, so I'll give you more information as soon as we come back. Please stay tuned, because I've got a lot for you today, because it's election week. Thank you. Okay, so I'm back, and I want to jump right into some content, but I still have some obligatory things I want to say and or need to say. And so if you have a special occasion or you need to make a romantic impression, nothing says it better than a handful of picked bouquets that you picked yourself. And you can do that, and that bouquet of flowers that you can handpick is right out at Sunnyvale Flower Farm in Suncrest. Go to my website, check out the details. It is on my podcast page, and I believe it is on my other links page as well. But if you really want to make a good mark, then, you know, every year during the flower season, just I believe it's $10 for as much as you can stuff into a mason jar. And that's a lot of flowers. More than what you can get from the FTD florists and this monopoly on roses and flowers that are out there. So anyway, and I think it means so much more that you did it. Anyway, if anybody hasn't seen, I mentioned this, I believe, last week, but if you've not seen the video that's out on the Spokane County Republican Party Facebook page with Brian Biggs, which appears to be cheating. You just got to see that with the way he looks up at the moderator's notes or questions. And you got to ask yourself, is that the person that really reflects you in representing you in government? And I just don't think so. It's an unfortunate, and I've not heard, there may be an apology out there. Yeah, I get the, it got the best of me wanting to know what was going to be asked or what have you, but anyway, it's worth seeing because, you know, it's important that we elect people of character and integrity because they have their hands on your money because it's the public purse that they are using to forward an agenda. And if you haven't seen some of the things coming out of the city council here in Spokane, it is an agenda. It's a far left communist agenda in this carbon taxes, trying to violate the Constitution and creating duties, fees, or whatever on coal and oil coming through, but nothing towards the real toxic chemicals that come through. It's a facade, and it's all a part of that liberal agenda, the secular progressive agenda. I wanted to thank a listener down in Stockton, California, Shalene. I believe if I'm Shalene, I apologize. I've not been corrected in how to pronounce your name. My producer could probably look over my shoulder and say, oh, this is what it is. But anyway, thank you for so much for reaching out. She pointed out that there are the Daughters of the American Revolution that usually put something on for Constitution Day. And so I've reached out to them. I'm hoping to get details on the events that they're having and where, when, and all of that. However, I have gotten, you know, made some contacts with them, but I've not gotten the information yet. So I am hoping and praying that I could be telling you where some disparate and different and unique events are, you know, being held by different types of groups. And so if it is a Constitution Day recognition event or what have you, I want to let you know because I'm hoping that you would like to celebrate the Constitution and or recognize it by taking some time out of your day and taking your family and going and participating in an organization that does that, because those are the principles we need to be rewarding and reinforcing in our society, because it seems like those principles are being lost more and more. I hope, and I kind of fell short this year because I just started on this show, in February. And even though I start on ACN, I'm still kind of new here, but I'm hoping to put pressure on city and or county to say, you guys need to be hosting something, because the Constitution just happens to be the bedrock of what our self-government is supposed to be. It actually dictates our local governments. Please read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, because it says all states will republican form of government, which is called the Guarantee Clause. But anyway, that Constitution is the bedrock of what our government is supposed to be. And so we need to be recognizing that, not just our independence, you know, woohoo, we're free from Britain. Well, that means nothing. We were actually going to be pulled in by Britain had we not formed this constitutional republic, because Britain and the harassment was not done, as well as the threats from Spain and France and so forth. We really lucked out. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't luck. It was through the divine hand of providence that our leadership recognized the threats and actually responded and coalesced into a convention in establishing this new hybrid constitutional republic that we have. So anyway, it's really important that we all have an opportunity to, you know, at least recognize this. And as we get involved more and more, this will get stronger and better, and this movement will take over, I believe, this entire republic, and the landscape will start shifting back towards republicanism. And it has to start here, and it will start here. And I have some real positive news. I've actually been able to get and I'll be coalescing all of the local leaders of the different parties that support the Constitution. And we have some other leaders that will be meeting, but we're going to be meeting very soon, and we're going to be discussing how we can pull together a unified event if possible. We may have missed the boat because it's only less than 2 months away now, and so about a month and a half away. And so hopefully we'll either pull together, or at least, you know, identify, you know, something in supporting something. I'm very optimistic. I hate to say something, but I don't know until we have the meeting. So next week I'll be able to let you know, because the meeting will be before next week. And so I will let you know, because I know that that is the focus of how we get this country back, is the Constitution. As I've been saying, we have to use the Constitution as our weapon and as our shield, because when we face the progressives, most people will recognize that they are, you know, fully principled and founded on non-constitutional concepts. They're communist, Platonist concepts. And I've pointed that out several times. Anyway, as a reminder, if you have not read that testimony by Winterm and Curry, the two MSNBC reporters that provided the timeline to Congress on how the Clinton administration received direct monies from China in and how there were associated transfers of technology and other deals given to China, you really need to read that, because there's no doubt in my mind that the President Clinton and the people in his administration committed treason. And why is this important? Because it's about time we start holding these people accountable. We should not let treasonous people have, you know, the privileges and protections of our government. And I truly believe that we should be able to impeach former presidents, because they know they may not be in office, but they still hold a position and are recognized in that position. And the Constitution talks about impeachments to where you were completely censored. A president should, a former president that has been treasonous, should not be able to go around the world and speak. He should be silenced, and he should, especially for committing treason, he's lucky he's not dangling from the end of a rope. Anyway, so next week I plan on airing Dr. John R. Vile's interview, and so I think you'll find it very interesting as we discuss the Constitution and some of the premises and thoughts of republicanism, the 17th Amendment, and Republic Review. Granted, he does not agree with Republic Review, as far as my executive summary, because he feels like the Republic has moved down this path of, you know, allowing the federal government to do all these usurpations. And but he does agree that it's out of control and so forth. So he doesn't agree on the solution. So what I've posed to him And so the next time he comes on, you know, I'm going to give him a lot of latitude so that he can kind of paint the picture of how we can get back and get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. And I'm going to guess that it's probably through education that we all need to get educated. And my, you know, I have a kind of a generic reply because it's not the first time I've heard this. I hear this all the time. And my generic reply is, and will be provided after this break, because we've just come up to the end of this segment. So please stay tuned and I will tell you what my generic reply is for this educational premise. Thank you very much, and we'll be right back after this. Okay, so we're back, and I promised you that I would give you my generic reply, and so let me go ahead and do that. Many times I've talked to constitutionalists, originalists, some people call it apologists, but anyway, it's very common that I've had these conversations and people truly believe that we have to, educate the electorate and we have to bring everybody up and along. This has to be a grassroots process. I believe that there still needs to be a grassroots process, but it cannot be a grassroots process going top down. And the reason being, and I tell this to people, and I use the example or the comparison of Moses with Israel. Moses, when he took Israel out of Egypt, his problem was that Israel was not ready to go into the promised land. He had to change their culture. He had to uneducate them or actually get them to adopt the laws and the ways of the Lord. And so if you understand what Moses did, he actually had unattested access and control and so forth. I mean, it's not like the children of Israel had YouTube. It's not like they had any distractions. It's not like they had any other influences that, you know, it's not like Egypt was following around and trying to educate them into the gods of pharaohs and all that type of stuff. He had, you know, unfettered access to giving and controlling the people into learning the ways of the commandments and the things that he was trying to espouse for Israel before they could get into the promised land. So anyway, that took 40 years to do, to take a culture that was debased by Egypt and bring them up to being able to living to the standards. And as a matter of fact, those were low standards. I believe Moses came down with a higher law. And then when he found them worshiping idols, he went back up and they said, well, okay, here's 10 commandments to get started. Get them to be, adhering to these things and the Mosaic law. So anyway, if you look at what we have today, it's not like we have, unattested and, unfettered access. What we have today is competition between all sorts of debased media and perverse, content, as well as a monopoly of the progressive education system. So how is it that we're supposed to be able to educate everybody? And I use the metaphor of cancer education, because what will end up happening is as the leaders start to act and moving in the right direction, just as they did back in the revolutionary days, because most people didn't know what was going on. They knew that they were living in tyranny, but the leaders actually created a secret, committees of correspondence, and it was like a shadow government, and they started working and organizing, and they created the First Continental Congress, because the First Continental Congress was not a general election. The First Continental Congress were appointments from the states, and the states had full control within that confederacy. But nevertheless, the point is that as people start seeing the estate auditing and states starting to audit, because people, everybody is caught up in their own world. And most people don't, unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but I've talked to way too many people and candidates and so forth that have never read the Constitution. And my jaw just hits the floor. And I go, really? why not? It's only four pages, if that, in the original print. And, you know, in a teeny book, it takes a few, but it doesn't take that long to read. That is your document of self-governance. Anyway, the point of the matter is that we cannot change this culture that quickly, but we can use cancer education. And I say this because most everybody has had some loved one that's been afflicted with cancer. And when they find out that that loved one has been diagnosed with that, well, the first thing they do is they go learn, you know, what can we do dietary, holistic, and they immerse themselves in a, you know, as much, you know, good people. Some people don't do this, but people who really want to fight this on head on, they go and they immerse themselves in all of the information that's out there about cancer. But most people don't know anything about cancer until it's affected them. And so there's this motivation that now I'm being affected. I see this change in my life. I see this event happening, and I go get educated. Most people's education was forced upon them. They had to learn stuff that they didn't even want to learn, like the social programming and the social engineering in our public school systems. If you look at the basic curriculum, the STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and those types of things that are in our education system now, those are just very small segments because there's more emphasis on the social side. Anyway, the fact is that as we start moving this forward in leadership and leaders start to act, people are going to say, what are you talking about? What is all this? And then they're going to get that cancer education because now they know it's affecting them. Now they see that they need to get informed on what is it? Can we do this? We really have the power to do this? Because I'm absolutely amazed that nobody really understands the power that we as the citizens of the states and that the states truly possess in oversight over our Constitution. So anyway, what's really most important is, and I don't want to lose time here, and I am, and unfortunately, I've hopefully built up to this. The most important issue that we have this week is that you have to vote. If you have not voted, then you need to go and get that ballot and fill it out and vote for those conservative constitutional candidates. We've got to start coalescing and standing behind those who are conservative. And if you don't know who those are, they're the ones that prefer the Republican Party. I think there's only a couple of races and, you know, where there's two Republicans. And so you need to do the full vetting. And I've personally vetted and I haven't met both. So I can't honestly say, unfortunately, at this point, you know, whom I think is the better candidate. But I do like Matthew Howe, because I've actually sat down and met with him, and he is a good guy. And so it would not hurt me to see you vote for him. I've not had a chance to meet with Brian Burroughs. Tony Kepi, you've got to vote for Tony Kepi. You've got to unseat these incumbent progressives. They are going to destroy your city by entangling you in all sorts of legal legislation. They're going to tax you to death. They're going to hamper productivity in businesses. That's their model. That's what they do. Spokane is on a fast track, just like Seattle has been put on a fast track to become the next Detroit. Do you want that? Do you want a dilapidated city? Or do you want to be able to live here and look and take pride in what a productive and vibrant city this could be? It has nothing to do with spending all sorts of money on beautiful artifacts. It has everything to do with allowing you to live the American dream of being able to pursue happiness and being able to obtain property and keeping that property. To be able to enjoy your personal liberties and your sovereignties instead of the heavy hand of government coming down and taxing you. So you have to vote. The Dems, if you listen this week when they were talking about the Trump's son-in-law, and I forget Manafort or somebody else, they're talking about they want these guys to speak under oath. Well, why is it that they care about the oath anyway? Because these guys, every single one of these Democrats, take an oath of office that they swear to defend and protect the Constitution, and they step on it and destroy it every time. And until we start holding them accountable to their oaths, I think it's hypocrisy that they're asking to hold anybody accountable to an oath. And they are hypocrites. Again, the election ballots are out. You have yours. If you haven't gotten one, then there's a problem and you need to go and re-register. You still have time. You may have missed the primary, but you need to get out and register. And what I'm going to do is I'll look up, you know, where we need to register, how you can do this, because I believe you can do this online even. They make it so simple here. But you need to go out and get registered so that you can participate in the general election coming up in November. This is critical. We need to send the message. And when you look at the numbers, there's so few people that vote. It's not that there's a great Democratic machine here in Spokane. Majority of the people, I truly believe, do support the conservative values, but you just don't vote. And the voter turnout is like 10%, I think was the last number that they've got so far. And it's usually astronomically low. I'm telling you, we can win these things. All you've got to do is fill out that ballot and send it in. As far as the Democrats and those who are just, you know, loyally putting their marks to these progressives, you know, you may be a total progressive and, you know, that's your privilege because you can vote your conscience and nobody's telling you otherwise. But if you're a Democrat that adhered and loved John F. Kennedy, who said, don't ask what your country can do for you. You should be asking what you can do for your country. And so if you go and listen to what John F. Kennedy said, as a Democrat, he was far more of a fiscal conservative and even a social conservative. He was not somebody that believed in the handouts and the Great Society and communism. He recognized those things as a true threat. And so I want to speak to you in getting you to understand what you are facing. So I'll bring my conclusion to this right after this next break. So please stay tuned and I'll be right back. Okay, so before I jump into this reaching out to those Democrats that truly believe in the good old Democrat Party that didn't necessarily believe in the communist platform, but did believe in some social conscience and so forth, and I want to reach out to you and say, your party has left you. But before I do that, I want to clarify. Next week, I think I mentioned that we got Cameron Rippey coming in, and so we'll actually have Cameron Rippey in and doing that, as the producer pointed out. I just made the mistake. We will have the Dr. John R. Vile interview on the 9th of August. That way you can, you know, hear, you know, the conversation with a constitutional professor, a doctorate in political science. And he's the dean of the political science department in, and I believe he's the dean of honors as well. For Middle Tennessee University. He does a lot of theatrics, donning Madison's clothes, and basically does some of Madison's speeches and so forth. So he's a very well-versed person in the Constitution, and I think it was a very good conversation, and I think you will love it, but that'll be on the 9th of August. Now, Democrats, those of you that might be leaning because of unions or because of, you know, family or what have you, but you do love the Constitution. You love the liberties that it guarantees and your individual freedom. You don't mind having a gun and you believe in those things that the Constitution protects. Your party has abandoned you and has basically sold out any types of American principles and constitutional principles whatsoever. If you look at what they're doing, they are, you know, running in a race to the bottom. As a matter of fact, if you remember in the last election, Bernie Sanders and Hillary were literally, you know, in a speed dive down to the bottom of the floor. How low could they go? And how many unconstitutional promises, free education for everybody, free college education. Do you realize what that would do? I use the economic term of tomatoes. If you had a tomato and you were selling tomatoes and you were the only one selling tomatoes, then your tomatoes have a great value and you can dictate what the price of those tomatoes are. But if everybody has a tomato And if everybody is pushed into the tomato business, then everybody's selling tomatoes and your tomatoes are absolutely worthless. The point is that you don't want, you know, to have government dictating that everybody gets a free education. You got to go do that because you got to go use the government and game the system and so forth. That is not the premise of the American dream. The American dream is you deciding what you want to do and you going and doing it for yourself, not at the whims of government. And so if you can understand that all of these free handouts at taxpayers, basically they're taking money from those who are making money and giving it to those who are not. That is the communist plank. It's a progressive tax system of redistribution of wealth. You know these cliches, and that's exactly what that is. I am asking you to reconsider. Don't mark those boxes for that loyal party that you've been to and step out of that paradigm. You are not obligated to selling your birthright of your and membership of this Constitutional Republic out, because if they get the chance and they have that level of control, they will discard our Constitution for political expediency. I've never seen, you know, such... in the history of mankind, the amount of lying, corruption, and shenanigans that are being done, and I'm telling you, the Republicans are not perfect, but if we start holding them accountable, which is my intent in trying to work with the local leadership, I will not let you down. We are going to vet and we are going to ensure that the future candidates are and the incumbents are going to be starting to meet the standards. They're going to read the Constitution. They're going to understand that if a bill comes up or if a measure comes up, or if they're going to be voting on an issue that is going to be a violation of the Constitution, they're going to know it and they're going to be held accountable if they vote for it. Bottom line, because we've got to get them out. It doesn't have to be term limits. We just have to hold them accountable. You fail to meet your oath of office. That means something to us. Oaths matter. You swore that you would defend the Constitution and support it, and because you didn't, you're gone. Sorry. That is the consequences of your decision. So anyway, I'm speaking to you to please consider stepping back and doing what's best for us, what's best for this republic, and what's best for you and your posterity. If you want your kids to enjoy the liberties that our forefathers have enjoyed, then we have to start taking the Constitution as our center ground and building from there. Again, the Constitution needs to be our weapon and our shield as we move forward. And so I'm hoping and praying that you can, you know, step out and mark that box and show up with a resolve that you're going to support the Constitution. It's no longer about party anymore. As a matter of fact, I've said this several times. I'm not here for party. I'm trying to bring the Libertarian Party, the Constitutional Party, the Republican Party. I'm trying to bring all the parties. If the Democratic Party wants to come in here and talk about the Constitution, and what, you know, how they support the Constitution in some respects, I'm absolutely fine with that. It's not about party. It's about the Constitution, building constitutional awareness, and taking the Constitution back. But most of the Democrats, you know, that I know of that are in leadership, they want to obscure that Constitution. There's only certain things that they want to use, like their freedom of speech, which, by the way, there's no such thing as freedom of speech. I believe there's laws in every state in the union that says you can't yell fire in a theater. Well, what about your freedom of speech? You cannot say something that causes public danger. It's against the law. And so there are limits to freedom of speech, and they don't want you to know that. And the last few administrations have been letting people get away with violations of public order, assembly, and those types of things, and allowing riotous behavior to occur. We've got to stop this. We've got to bring back civility, and we've got to bring back the American enlightenment that our forefathers and our framers used in establishing such a beautiful constitutional republic. a hybrid, and it's a hybrid because the Confederacy and the Federation coexist today. It's even though the Federation seems to have died off, it still has its same authority and power that it can stand up and do what it needed to do as Jefferson and Madison did in 1798. And so I did want to actually, I was hoping I might be able to get into some Federalist Papers. So let me give you one little reminder here. And if you remember, we've kind of covered some of these before. This is Madison in Federalist Paper number 14. In the first place, it is to be remembered that the general government, which is the federal government, is not to be charged with the whole power of making and administering laws. Its jurisdiction is limited to certain enumerated objects which concern all the members of the republic, but which are not to be attained by the separate provisions of any. In other words, they're tied to those enumerated powers in the Constitution. The ability to just create their power over health care, their power over energy, education, those are usurpations. They're not enumerated powers, and the states need to take those things back. We have seen that in the new government, this is Madison again, in Federalist Paper 40, we have seen in the new government, this new forming federal government, as the old, the general powers are limited and that the states, in all unenumerated cases, are left to the enjoyment of their sovereign and independent jurisdiction. Going back to healthcare, education, transportation, all of those things are for the state's enjoyment and jurisdiction, not the federal government. The state government will have the advantage over the federal government in encroachments and so forth. And this is Madison's 45th article of the Federalist Papers. At least I got a few in. We will be back next week, and I hope you stay tuned so we can reclaim the republic together. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your listening. God bless.